Earlier, one day when I was talking with him, I hadn't slept the night before. I'd been unable to sleep. And it was a problem that several of us had in this group. Consequently, I was very tired when I talked to him. I was so tired, in fact, that I was not really very receptive. And the next day, I apologized to him, and I said, "Yesterday, when I was talking with you, Master had compelled me to get up very early in the evening, and I didn't get any sleep at all, really, and I was very tired." And he looked at me and he said, "Well, it happens. But you've got to take care of your health also." And other people told me that he had indicated to them that what is required when you are over there is to sit from 3 to 6, and then the other times during the day that are outlined. It is not required of anyone that they never go to bed or that they sit all night. If we really can't help it, well, that's another thing. But we have to watch our health. Because, you know, when we come in confrontation with that love, face to face with that love, that's a heavy business. If we are strong and rested and receptive, then we can handle it. We can assimilate it. We can digest it. But if not, if we're strung out, pushing ourselves too hard, tired out before we even get there, which sometimes happens, then maybe we didn't digest it very well. It's a powerful thing that we come face to face with when we go to see him. We put ourselves in that position and we voluntarily go, knowing that there's a strong thing to come to face to face with. So it is important, I think, that we not be the crane. There have been a number of talks given here by various people over the years about the importance of not pretending to be what we are not. I'm sure that by "we should not be the crane," Russell's referring to the image of a crane standing rock still in the edge of the pond, looking as if he's meditating full time, but he's not. He's thinking about the fish he's about to catch. So, all of this includes making ourselves sit all night if Master is not compelling us to do it. I'm content with whatever he makes me do. I don't require to do more than that. And I think it's a very healthy way to approach what is a very powerful and strong path. That we do what we can do, and we don't try to do more. But that we are open for him to drag us up, to compel us to do more, if that's what his will is. Oh, everyone knows the story of the crane who tried to imitate the swan by eating pearls instead of fish. And in Indian mythology, it has it that swans eat pearls. And so the crane succeeded only in breaking his beak, so he could not even eat fish any longer, and he starved to death. If we work beyond our capacity, that's a warning. On the other hand, we've got to do what we can do. That's very important. We're supposed to sit 2 hours a day when we are here, and more if we can. And when we're over there, we're supposed to sit proportionately more. 3 to 6 in the morning, and then whatever else the schedule has outlined, between 6 and 7 hours total is what we're supposed to do when we're over there. More than that is fine if it happens, but he will take care of that. We have to watch our health too. We can't push ourselves into the kingdom of God. He will take us in. Also, if we complain that we're not making progress, I think sometimes when we are shown something that indicates what that so-called progress, quote-unquote, really is, the word progress is such a paltry, pathetic word to describe what happens to the soul as it goes inside. When we are shown something and we see the tremendousness of what lies within and the pettiness and triviality of that which we have to confront it with, we understand that if we want to be shown more, we've got to develop the apparatus with which to receive more. C.S. Lewis wrote in one of his great books, "We can't expect the gods to meet us face to face until we have faces." And that is exactly how the preliminary steps of the path can be described. When we go over there, we are making an effort to develop those faces, but we haven't necessarily got them yet. And we can't act as though we do. If we do, we run the risk of not digesting. And I've been on a number of trips where people have had that problem, being given something very powerful, but for one reason or another, being unable to digest it fully. The books are full of warnings about this. We go over there and we sit at his feet, and there's that little thin mask separating the glory of God from us. And it's amazing to me how much our attention still remains on our petty selves. How much we pay attention to us and how little to him, even over there. I'm not speaking about anybody else. I've had enough evidence of that in regard to myself. So the perspective of being with him is a reordering of our point of view. It's absolutely necessary to have that reordering in order to make sense out of the world. If we know that the core of the universe is love, that which created us does love us, and doesn't rest content with having created us, but also wants to call us back to itself, well, then we can make it. If we take one step towards him, he takes 50 towards us, or a million. Master Kripal wrote that same statement to me once with a million in it. So the overwhelming relevance of the love of God is something that we can never take for granted, or that fits into our lives easily and neatly like other things. It's an explosion, and explosions have fallout, and they have after effects, and they disrupt. He talked sometimes about the bhajan sessions. In effect, he gave us extra satsangs. One afternoon, Hoya Sukh Ole was being sung, and afterwards, he started talking about it. It's a very powerful bhajan. The happiness has disappeared. Who will share the pain? Come listen, O beloved Kripal. To whom else can I tell my pain? And he said that last year, after Mrs. Gandhi's assassination, which happened while the group was there, he had followed a group in a car as far as Sirsa, which is halfway, and then he had come back. And he wrote that bhajan in the car on the way back from Sirsa. The pain referred to in that song is the condition of the world. It was a direct response to the suffering that Mrs. Gandhi's assassination had caused. He told us in another session that we shouldn't try to write bhajans until we had reached Daswandwar. When he writes them, he's not writing in a personal way. It's not his private pain. It is our pain that is being expressed. It's the pain of the world. It's the pain of any disciple who can't easily make it. It's the pain of anyone who has pain. They are not personal lyrics at all, although they are expressed in a personal way. They are universal. That song took on a different dimension for me, and I found myself singing it for the rest of the trip. Whenever my lips wouldn't be doing anything else, they started forming the chorus of that bhajan. I was constantly singing, "Come, listen, O beloved Kripal. To whom else can I tell my pain?" It seemed to tie in that whole dimension of the Master taking on the suffering of everyone, not just the initiates. Considering the circumstances when the bhajan was written, no line in the bhajans expresses more clearly than this one that when pain is suffered, it is the Master who suffers it. Quote, "I am wandering from door to door, getting kicked and knocked," unquote. What can that possibly mean in terms of Sanchi's personal life last year on the way from Sirsa to village 16 PS? What it means is that he personally is in all those people who are being slaughtered and persecuted. It is he that feels that pain. The Master is in everyone, not just theoretically or abstractly, but consciously and really. And he suffers when there is suffering, and he suffers. And he finishes the talk with a chorus from the bhajan. "Finally, I have come to you for support. I remember you, and I plead to you. God came into this world taking up the body of a man. Even after being present in all, he hid himself." Ajab says this and tells of his pain. "Come, listen, O beloved Kripal. To whom else can I tell my pain? The happiness has disappeared. Who will share the pain? Come, listen, O beloved Kripal. To whom else can I tell my pain?" And we'll leave off there. And we'll continue in Master Kripal's talk, Little Things, which he gave in the 1972 tour in Chicago. And this is printed in the February 1973 Satsandesh magazine. And Master has been, well, I'll say it, listing, if you will, those things that are helpful on the path and those things that are hindrances on the path. So picking up where Master was talking, he says, "So these are six things that stand in the way of our progress on the spiritual way. And there are some constructive points which help us on the way. Both things should be known. You know, mind defiles everything. A thought of lust defiles the whole body from head down to foot. A good thought, a thought of love, permeates your whole body. So don't let the mind be vacant. A vacant mind is the home of the devil. Keep it occupied either in your work or in the sweet remembrance of God. There's one thing that helps us with this. Do one thing at a time, wholly and solely. Say there is a table there with so many drawers. Just open one drawer and attend to it fully, and then close down that drawer. And then you can open the next drawer and attend to it fully, then open the third drawer, and then you won't have two or three things hovering over your mind. If you read the lives of great men, you will learn many things. And Master often said that he, as a young man, read a number of biographies of great men. Napoleon Bonaparte, for example, the night before the Battle of Waterloo, at 1 a.m., he was writing the proceedings of a primary school. You see how self-composed he was? There's something in some men which makes them great, you see. And at 8 o'clock in the morning of the Battle of Waterloo, he was just strolling in the compound where he was living. A minister was there hovering around. "Oh, what are you after?" "Well, sir, the battle is to be fought at 9. "Well, that is 9 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock now." So do one thing at a time, completely, wholly and solely, and you will find you will save many troubles. One man comes to you to talk. You attend only a little, and you leave him not fully attended. And then another man comes, and you attend to him only a little. And then a third man, a fourth man, and you do the same. The result is that they're all hovering around you, you see. And they won't leave unless you satisfy them. So whatever thought strikes you, attend to it fully. Decide, one way or the other, finally. How many problems do you have daily? I don't think just one or two. So many problems are heaped together. Sometimes you think of that, sometimes of this. They're just hovering all around you. So this you can learn from Bonaparte's life, you see. Do one thing at a time. John Bunyan wrote The Pilgrim's Progress. You might have seen that book. His motto was, write something daily. And he wrote The Pilgrim's Progress. And there was another man, Stanley by name. His motto was, finish something daily. That I took to be my guide, you see. Finish something daily. Whatever you take, finish it. It may take 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And then you will go to bed quite buoyant and fresh. And you will awake the same way. Otherwise, the work which is left incomplete is hovering in your mind throughout the night. And then you worry, oh, I must attend to this and that thing. You see, these are very little things, but they will help us. So keep your mind occupied always, and when you're at work, be fully occupied in work. Work is worship. When you eat, be fully in your eating, because that is a gift from God. So thank God. If your attention is in the eating, then that eating will give you good results. Sometimes you have taken the morsel, but your thought is somewhere else. And then you don't know how much you have eaten, you see? So when you are at your practice, be fully at your practice. These are the things that affect us. I'm telling you what constructive things help us. Now, one more thing. Man is the highest in all creation. All creation has been made subservient to you. All are lower than you are, animals, birds, reptiles. The laws of nature you are controlling. So man is next to God. So have reverence for all. God resides in everybody, whether high or low. Have reverence for all who are over you and above you. Have reverence for all who are around you, and reverence for all who are beneath you and under you. If you are the head of a department, then love your subordinates. When I was in office, I was a superintendent. Superior officers are only pleased if you have turned out more work, and it may be at the sacrifice of those working under you. They are after the subordinates. In my case, the subordinates were pleased, and the officers were always pleased. Why? Because I treated them all alike as brothers. I had reverence for them. And they turned out twice the amount of the work which others did. And they did it quietly and friendly. These are the practical things which help us. So you are the head of all creation. Excuse me, you are next to God. Great is man. And you must have reverence for all. All are our brothers, our younger brothers in the family of God, whether they are around you, above you, or below you. And one more thing, be true to your own self. We deceive our own self first, and then we deceive others. Telling lies, usurping others' rights. Then we say something, but we mean something else. So what your heart means, let your brain think and your mouth say. When these three things agree, then that is true. So as I have told you, wanted, reformers, not of others, but of themselves. God is within you. The master power is within you. When Baba Jamal Singh initiated somebody, he used to say to them, "Look here, now I am residing within you. Take care, I am looking after you now." Do we think like that? If you think somebody's watching you, can you do anything wrong? No. So be true to your own self, and then you will fear nothing in this world. The man who is not true to himself, he will have to tell lies. Excuse me, why? Because he's afraid the secret will be out. He will speak to one man a few words, and he will talk to another, because at heart of hearts, he's in fear. Then you will find, after a month or two, the whole statement will change. So the man who betrays his own self is not true to his own self. He has to tell hundreds of lies. To keep one thing secret, he has to tell hundreds of lies. But a secret is never a secret. The cat must be out of the bag. If you don't watch it, others do see it. So be true to your own self. These are simple words, but they carry great meaning. They provide you with greatness of culture. With greatness of culture, I would say. And ultimately, you will learn humility. So, knowledge means what? Knowledge means service. God resides in every heart, and a man is one who is of service to others, not to his own self only. Then further, knowledge means what? Means fellowship. We're all brothers and sisters in God. We all go together. And we, excuse me, we are all reading in one class to pass the same examination, which is to control our mind, to know our higher self, and to know God. So these are the things which help us. Last of all, there are two or three more constructive things which I've found, and I will put before you. One is, cleanliness is next to godliness. The body is the temple of God, so keep it clean and tidy. Not that you should wear rich clothes, valuable clothes, silken clothes, but just keep it tidy. That will help your health, too. And when you will sit, you will be wide awake. For meditation or for any work, you'll be buoyant and fresh. And not only cleanliness outside, but inside too. This is the temple of God. The outer temples, which are the models of the man body, we keep them clean and tidy. But outside, they're not so clean as inside, I tell you. But this body, we keep it clean outside, but not inside. That's the pity. We spend thousands of dollars for the outer cleanliness, outer beauty. But what about the inside? It is mind that defiles the whole thing, as I have submitted earlier. Whatever thought comes up, that has its own color and its own odor. And by radiation, that affects others. If a filthy cloth with a bad odor is lying in a room, well, the whole room becomes full of that odor. If flowers are put into the room, then it is full of perfume, is it not? So why do we not find this? Because we are already filled with lies and filth. 1 or 2 pounds added to it, what difference does that make? But those who are pure in heart, naturally, little things will affect them. So guard your outgoing faculties. Seeing is not bad, but seeing something wrong is bad. The eyes are the windows of the soul. When you wear spectacles of a certain color, then you will see the whole world in that color. Smile and the world will smile with you. Torment others and you will be tormented. If you think evil of others, well, others will think evil of you. Thoughts are very potent. And think twice before you speak. Think twice. And what should you think? One, is it necessary to say anything? And two, how will it affect others? Is it in their interest, or will it hurt them? Is it good? Is it necessary to say something? If not, then just keep quiet. Mind your own business. And what effect will they carry? Your words? These are the two things. Do you remember to do that? So be very much on guard, you see. Guard your eyes. Guard your ears. Guard your tongue. The remedy for these things is usually kind words imbued with humility. And that doesn't cost anything. Kind words imbued with humility. Sometimes we become bosses. We use any old language we like. But even a very frivolous thought carries its effect. Karma is very exorbitant, you see. As you think, so you become. We're going to leave off at that point. So we're going to begin a new talk today. This is the final talk in the series of talks that Sanchi gave here at Sant Bani in 1996. This was July 27th, 1996, and this is published in the July 1998 Sant Bani as the pages of our heart.
Parampita Paramatma Saban Kurpal De Charnanduch Namaskar Hai Jinnane Gareeb Atma De Rahim Kita Avda Jas Karanda Mauka Dita Hai.
Salutations unto the feet of Supreme Father, Lord Almighty Saban and Kripal, who have had mercy on the poor souls and have given the opportunities to sing their praises.
Main kai din to ਕਈ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀਆਂ ਤੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਕੀਤੇ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਰੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਬਾਣੀਆਂ ਵਿਚਾਰਨਯੋਗ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਇੱਕ ਲਫ਼ਜ਼ ਕਰੋੜਾਂ ਰੁਪਏ ਦਾ ਹੈ ਸੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਲਫ਼ਜ਼ਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਪਲਟ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਦੇਣੀ ਹੈ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਬਣਾ ਦੇਣੀ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਕਣ ਕਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਵਿਆਪਕ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਰਨਾ ਦੇਣੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬਾਣੀ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਮੁੱਲ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ
ਫੋਰ ਦ ਪਾਸਟ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਡੇਜ਼ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਕਮੈਂਟਿੰਗ ਅਪਨ ਦ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਵੇਰੀਅਸ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਦ ਵਰਡਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਪ੍ਰੇਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਦ ਵਰਡਸ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਵਿਲ ਟਰਨ ਅਵਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਸੋ ਦ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਚੇਂਜ ਅਵਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਦ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਵਿਲ ਮੇਕ ਅਵਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਵਟ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਦ ਵੈਲਿਊ ਵਟ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਦ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਆਫ ਸਚ ਦ ਵਰਡਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ
ਸੰਤਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਮਨ ਬੁੱਧੀ ਦੇ ਲੈਵਲ ਤੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਗੀ ਇਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਾਤੀ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਗਹਿਰਾਈ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਬਾਣੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ
ਦ ਬਾਣੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਲੈਵਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਐਂਡ ਇੰਟਲੈਕਟ ਇਟ ਕਮਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਡੈਪਥ ਆਫ ਦੇਅਰ ਸੋਲ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਪਰਸਨਲ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ
ਇਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਹਿਰਦਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਕਲਪਣਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਉੱਠ ਖੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਮਨ ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਗੁਲਾਮੀ ਤੋਂ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਹੋ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਹੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਘਰ ਕਰ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਕਲਪਣਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੀ ਤਰਫੋਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੇ ਹੁਕਮ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ
ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਐਂਗਜ਼ਾਇਟੀ ਵਿਚ ਕਮਸ ਆਊਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਪਿਓਰ ਹਾਰਟ ਵੇਅਰ ਨੋ ਪੈਸ਼ਨ ਹੈਜ਼ ਐਵਰ ਗੋਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਪੈਸ਼ਨ Whatever they think, whatever they are anxious of, it is always for God Almighty and only for going back to the home of God. So these words, the words of the Bani of the Mahatmas, come from that pure and holy heart.
Santan di Bani jo likhi hundi hai, shabd likhe hunde hai, oh har yug de vich, har time de utte sahi tukde hai. ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਜੈਸੀ ਮੈਂ ਆਵਾ ਖਸਮ ਕੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਤੈਸੜਾ ਕਰੀ ਗਿਆਨ ਵੇ ਲਾ ਲਓ ਕੋਈ ਮੇਰੇ ਵਸ ਦੀ ਖੇਡ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਾ ਲਓ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਿੱਖ ਸੀ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਜੋ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਹੁਕਮ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਉਹੀ ਕਲਪਣਾ ਉਹੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਅੱਗੇ ਉਚਾਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ
ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਔਰ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਆਰ ਇਫੈਕਟਿਵ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਟਰੂ ਇਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਇਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਏਜ Guru Nanak Sahib says that, O Lalo, whatever comes from the within, I utter only that Bani. Lalo was the disciple of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. He says that I am not doing it myself. Whatever is coming from God Almighty, whatever is coming from my within, I am uttering only those words.
Pyareo, Guru aur Sikh, Shich da jo rishta hunda hai, eh bada guda hunda hai, es rishte di, samjhe. ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਦੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਨੌ ਦੁਆਰਿਆਂ 'ਚੋਂ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਿਲ 'ਤੇ ਲੈ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਥੂਲ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਤਿੰਨੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਿਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਬਲਕਿ ਇਸੇ ਵੀ ਜਦ ਉੱਪਰ ਉੱਠ ਖੜ੍ਹਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਮਝ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਔਰ ਸਿੱਖ ਦਾ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਗੂੜ੍ਹਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿੰਨਾ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਫਿਰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸੱਚਮੁੱਚ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਪਰਾਈ ਅੱਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੜਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਿਰਫ ਇਹੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਡੀਅਰ ਵੰਸ, ਦ ਰਿਲੇਸ਼ਨਸ਼ਿਪ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਡੀਪ, ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਇਟਸ ਡੈਪਥ, ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਇਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਰਾਈਜ਼ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ 9 ਓਪਨਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਬੋਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਕ੍ਰੋਸਿੰਗ ਆਫਟਰ ਰਾਈਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਆਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਕੌਜਲ ਕਵਰਸ, ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਰੀਚ ਪਾਰਬ੍ਰਹਮ, ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਦ ਡੈਪਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਰਿਲੇਸ਼ਨਸ਼ਿਪ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ. When we go even furthermore, then we come to realize that what is the reality of the relationship of the master with the disciple. Only then we come to realize that he is the only one who burns himself in the fire of others.
Pyareo jadon maut aundi hai jinna de naal assi sari zindagi pyar karde hain, bade bade keemti waqt jinna di khatir qurban karde hain, thaggiyan maarde hain, beimaniyan karde hain, ਮੌਤ ਦੇ ਵਕਤ ਨਾ ਮਾਤਾ ਸਾਥ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਪਿਤਾ, ਨਾ ਭੈਣ, ਨਾ ਭਰਾ, ਨਾ ਸਮਾਜ ਵਾਲੇ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ, ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੁੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਘਿਰੇ ਹੋਈਏ, ਜੰਗਲ ਦਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਹੋਵੇ, ਡਾਕੂ ਕਤਲ ਕਰਨ ਨੂੰ ਖੜ੍ਹੇ ਹੋਣ, ਅਗਰ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਕੋਈ ਸਾਡਾ ਸਾਥੀ ਆ ਜਾਵੇ, ਕਿੰਨੀ ਦਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੀ ਗੀ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਐਸਾ ਵਕਤ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਦੋਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਕੋਈ ਸਾਥ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਜਾਂ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਖੜ੍ਹਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਉਸ ਦਾ ਜੋ ਡੰਡਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਦਿਸਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਸੱਚਾ ਸਾਥੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਜੋ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀ।
ਡੀਅਰ ਵੰਸ, ਵੈਨ ਦ ਡੈਥ ਕਮਸ, ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਕਮਸ ਟੂ ਅਵਰ ਰੈਸਕਿਊ। Those people whom we used to love a lot, those who were our beloved ones, and for those we sacrificed so many of our principles, we did so many kind of bad deeds to satisfy their needs, we deceived others, we told lies, and we did so many other things just to satisfy the needs of those people and whom we used to understand as our very own. No one comes to our rescue at that time when the death happens. Just imagine if you are caught in the wilderness and if the dacoits are chasing you, if they come in front of you and if they are ready to kill you. At that time, if someone who is your real friend appears there and he helps you, how much happiness would you feel? In the same way, when that moment of death comes, at that time, neither our mother nor our father, our son, brother, wife, no one of our relatives come there to help us. It is only the master who appears there and he saves us from the beating of the Yama. So just imagine the happiness which the soul experiences when she sees that the Yama is standing. She is also seeing the beating of the Yama. And at that time, when the master appears there and saves that soul from all the beating, from all the beating of the Yama, she feels tremendous amount of happiness in her within.
Kabir Sahib kende hai, jam ka thenga bura hai, o ni se hai jaye, ek jo sadhu moye milya, tin ho liya bachaye.
Kabir Sahib says that the beating of the Yama is very bad, it is unbearable. But I have met one sadhu and he has saved me from that beating.
ਕਬੀਰਾ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਪੀੜ ਦੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਲਏ ਛਡਾਏ, ਪਰਾ ਪੂਰਵਲੀ ਭਾਵਨੀ ਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋਈ ਆਏ।
ਓ ਕਬੀਰ, ਆਈ ਵਾਜ਼ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਗਰਾਊਂਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਿਲ, ਬਟ ਮਾਈ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਕੇਮ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਰੈਸਕਿਊਡ ਮੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ। ਓਨਲੀ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਪਾਸਟ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਆਈ ਵਾਜ਼ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਮੀਟ ਵਿਦ ਮਾਈ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੂ ਸੇਵਡ ਮੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਹੈਲ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਵੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਪਾਪ ਕਮਾਉਂਦਿਆ ਤੇਰਾ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਬੇਲੀ ਰਾਮ, ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਬੇਲੀ ਹੋਏ ਤੇਰਾ ਸਦਾ ਪਛੋਤਾਵੇਂ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਸਿਨਰ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਅਰਨਿੰਗ ਦ ਸਿਨਸ, ਬਟ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਫ੍ਰੈਂਡ ਐਕਸੈਪਟ ਦ ਰਾਮ, ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਨੋਟ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਰਾਮ ਵਿਥ ਯੂ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਨੋਟ ਹੈਵ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਵਿਥ ਯੂ, ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਰਿਪੈਂਟ।
ਬਾਹਰ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਰਫ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ, ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਜਾਂ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਲੇਖਨੀਆਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੁਛ ਕੁਛ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਔਰ ਸਿੱਖ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਾਇਮ ਹੋਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮਨ ਸਾਡਾ ਪਲੇ ਪਲੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਡੁਲਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਗੁੰਮਰਾਹ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਫਿਰ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਔਨ ਦੀ ਆਊਟਰ ਲੈਵਲ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਟਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸ ਟੂ ਲਵ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਫਰੋਮ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਦ ਬੁੱਕਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਫਰੋਮ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਦ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਰਿਲੇਸ਼ਨਸ਼ਿਪ ਆਫ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ। ਬਟ ਔਨ ਦੀ ਆਊਟਰ ਲੈਵਲ ਸਮਟਾਈਮਸ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਮੇਕਸ ਅਸ ਲੂਸ ਦ ਫੇਥ, ਸਮਟਾਈਮਸ ਹੀ ਗਿਵਸ ਅਸ ਦ ਫੇਥ, ਅਦਰ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਹੀ ਮੇਕਸ ਅਸ ਲੂਸ ਦ ਫੇਥ।
ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ, ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਗੁਰੂ ਆਪਦੀਆਂ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਬਰਕਤਾਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਕਮੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਦਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੜਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਭਰਿਆ ਸੰਵਾਦ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਸੰਵਾਦ ਜਿਸਨੇ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਖੁੱਲ੍ਹ ਦਿਲੀ ਨਾਲ ਬਾਤ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਭਗਤ ਧੰਨੇ ਨੇ ਅੰਦਰਲੀ ਉਹ ਅਵਸਥਾ ਬਿਆਨ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਗੋਪਾਲ ਤੇਰਾ ਆਰਤਾ ਜੋ ਜਨ ਤੁਮਰੀ ਭਗਤ ਕਰੇਂਦਾ ਤਿਨਕੇ ਕਾਜ ਸਵਾਰਤਾ, ਦਾਲ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਮੰਗੂ ਘਿਓ ਹਮਰਾ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਕਰੇ ਨਿਤ ਜੀਓ, ਅਨਾਜ ਮੰਗੂ ਸਤ ਸੀਕਾ ਔਰ ਘਰ ਕੀ ਗੇਹਨ ਚੰਗੀ ਜਨ ਧੰਨਾ ਲੇਵਾ ਮੰਗੀ, ਮੈਂ ਨਾਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਲੱਭੋ ਇੱਕ ਨਾਮ ਤੇਰਾ ਮੈਂ ਫੱਬੋ।
Often I have said, dear ones, that when we remove all these covers from over our soul and manifest the Master's form within us, then we know about the relationship of the Master with the disciple. So when we manifest the form of the Master, then the real conversation between the Master and the disciple happens, and it is very open, it is very heart to heart. And those who have had the good fortune of going within and manifesting the form of the Master, and those who have had the conversation with the Master in the inner plane, only they know that what it is like. It is very open, it is very heart to heart. Bhagat Danna had also said that, O Lord, your artha or your arti is such that all those who have manifested you in their within, you do all their work, you perform all their acts, you give them the pulses, the foodstuff and all the things which they ask from you. You even give them the best of the things available. Bhagat Danna says that I sacrifice myself on him who has given me so many things, and he also says that I sacrifice myself and I praise that mill of my home who is grinding the wheat and who is making me eat this food, and in this way God Almighty is giving me all the riches of the world.
ਤੋ ਧੰਨੇ ਨੇ ਆਪਦੀਆਂ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਸੀਗੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਅੱਗੇ ਰੱਖੀਆਂ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦਾਲ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ, ਸਿੱਧਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਘਿਓ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਪਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਔਰ ਅੱਛੀ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਕਾਰਾਂ ਹੈ ਉਦੋਂ ਘੋੜੀ ਦੀ ਸਵਾਰੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ, ਘਰ ਵਾਲੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੋਵੇ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਆਗਿਆਕਾਰ ਹੋਵੇ। ਔਰ ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਕੋਈ ਲੋਭ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਾ, ਸਿਰਫ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਹੀ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਭਗਤ ਦੰਨਾ ਹੈਡ ਲਿਸਟਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ ਹੀ ਵਾਂਟਡ, ਹੀ ਆਸਕਡ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਪਲਸਸ, ਹੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਆਸਕਡ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਕਲੈਰੀਫਾਈਡ ਬਟਰ, ਇਨ ਦੋਸ ਡੇਜ਼ ਦੇ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਕਾਰਸ, ਸੋ ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਆਸਕ ਫਾਰ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਮੇਅਰ ਔਨ ਵਿਚ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਰਾਈਡ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਨਾਟ ਬੀਨ ਸੋ ਗ੍ਰੀਡੀ, ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਅ ਵਾਈਫ ਹੂ ਵੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਓਬੀਡੀਅੰਟ ਟੂ ਮੀ।
ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇੰਨਾ ਕੁਛ ਦਿਓਗੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਬੜਾ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਤੇਰੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰੂਗਾ।
ਐਂਡ ਫਾਈਨਲੀ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਆਲਸੋ ਆਸਕ ਫਾਰ ਯੋਰ ਨਾਮ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਆਈ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਹੈਪੀ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਯੋਰ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ।
ਇਸੇ
ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਕੰਕਲੂਡ ਆਰ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਸਾਂਚੀਸ ਪੈਟਰਨ ਜੂਤਾ ਸਨ ਅਸਾੜਾ ਹੈ, ਪੇਜ 123। ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਫਾਲਸ, ਲਾਈਫ ਇਜ਼ ਡੈਸਟੀਟਿਊਟ, Come, Kripalji, we wait for you, we wait for you. O my giver, we are the sinners. Do not look through our papers. The boat is adrift, take it across. Come, beloved, listen to the request, listen to the request. True is your love, we have only your support. We are the dirty ones, clean us. Clean us. The soul has to do your darshan, but she is embarrassed. O giver, you forgive. You are the forgiver, you are the forgiver. This is the call of a jab. The heart string is resounding. The world is false. Life is destitute. Come, Kripalji. We wait for you. We wait for you. Jutta Sanasardhahe, page 123.
Jutta sansare jindagi lacha rahe aao kripal ji teri intezaar rahe teri intezaar rahe Jutta sansare jindagi lacha rahe aao kripal ji teri intezaar rahe teri intezaar rahe mere data ji Unagara si sare kages vada folave kages vada folave mere data ji unagara si sare Kage jana folave, kage jana folave. Peri manje darahe, kare deo parahe. Aho kire polaji, teri intezarahe. Teri intezaar hai aao pyare suno lo binti suno lo binti aao pyare suno Sacha tera pyar hai, tera hi andar hai. Aao kripal ji, teri intezaar hai, teri intezaar hai. Jutta sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai, aao kripal ji, teri intezaar hai, teri intezaar hai. Masiha mele sanu jakar de, ujakar de. Asiha mele sanu jakar de, Ujjalakarde Karnadi darahe Ruha shamasarahe Aho kirpalaji Teri intezarahe Teri intezarahe Jutta sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai. चार है आओ कृपाल जी तेरी इंतजार है तेरी इंतजार है तुसी बख्शो दाता जी तुसी बख्शिंदा हो तुसी बख्शिंदो तुसी बख्शो दाता जी तुसी बख्शिंदो तुसी बख्शिंदो अजाइब जी पुकार है कार कराही थार है आओ कृपाल जी तेरी इंतजार है तेरी इंतजार है जूठा संसार है जिंदगी लचार है आओ कृपाल जी तेरी इंतजार है तेरी इंतजार
The world is false. Life is destitute. Come, Kripalji. We wait for you. We wait for you. May God bless us all.